Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, June 15th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy to prepare these messages each weekday morning, and today's message is titled, A Stimulant to Wholesome Thinking. Listen to the word as Brooksine reads from 2 Peter 3, verse 1.
Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking.
Well, today each of us will be inundated with a variety of stimulations. As we prepared the message this morning, we each had a cup of coffee, probably two or three actually. And of course, coffee's a stimulant. The word stimulate often has a negative or even fleshy connotation. As we get out and interface with the world, we will face various types of stimulation, much of it appealing to the sinful nature.
Just driving the car to work in heavy traffic often provides stimulus for provocation of the flesh, if we're not careful, as we may be a recipient of road rage.
And I hope not an offering of road rage to others.
The Apostle John calls these stimulations the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, from 1 John 2:16.
Well, Peter provides a very concise purpose statement for his letter. To stimulate you to wholesome thinking, he writes. This describes what we seek to do in these daily encouragements, and what we want you to pass on to others. Each of us make decisions daily, and regularly face various challenges, often surrounded by negative stimulation.
But we, Stephen and I, like Peter, want to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. The King James Version translates this phrase, stir up your pure minds. There are two Greek words used in this phrase that bear a little more examination. The word for stimulate or stir up is
diegero.
Which is normally used for awakening from physical sleep when used in the Gospels. It conveys, and I quote, awakening thoroughly through and through, end quote. 2 Peter is the only epistle that uses it, and it is done so in a figurative sense.
We believe participation in church is a great way to be stirred up, and hopefully many of you were stirred up yesterday. But the dulling, numbing, soul-slumbering influence of the world is very pervasive. The world's steady, rhythmic blasting of Christian tenets can weary the believer to the point of feeling, what's the use? What's one voice among so many? A spiritual sleep will soon follow such a mindset. Today, let this brief word stir you up that we share. Hide God's word deep in your heart. Let it pervade your mind and move you into wholesome action this day. Peter wants to stimulate us to wholesome thinking, so let's consider that word wholesome. The word pure can be interchanged with this word. The Greek word elekrinis, used for wholesome and pure, is used elsewhere by Paul in Philippians 1 verse 10. I quote, that you may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ. We end with a phrase from Philippians 4, verse 8. That would be Paul's writing as well. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's Philippians 4, verse 8. Well, piety and true morality are inseparable. We quote from Brown's commentary here, where he states, piety is love with its face toward God. Morality is love with its face toward man. Well, may these virtuous qualities, as listed by the Apostle Paul in this final verse, be a wholesome stimulant to your hearts and minds this day. Let's pray together. Father, those things which are true, honorable, right, and pure, stimulate us to wholesome thinking, which not only purifies us within, but adhering to them also purifies that which is around us as we stimulate toward godly character. Remind us often that our words and actions give us opportunity to bring you glory as we reflect your image. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. You probably noticed partway through the lesson we did get a phone call. Once again, a reminder that these messages are not professionally produced. We try to do a good job, but we also run this out of our home office. And daily encouragement net essentially is Stephen and Brookstein Weber. We might get a little help from our daughter, but the day-by-day work is us. And that's when we're reading the podcast and we forget to turn off the phone. Well, you just might hear the phone ring, and apparently Brookstein felt she needed to take the call. Plus, I read a little bit more than usual. Well, we do have a pretty photo up on the site today. I took Saturday afternoon here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, at a roadside flower stand of an old bike just covered with colorful petunias. We also recommend a song today, once again, and often we tend to want to use this. I do anyway. The Integrity Scripture Memory Series that has been such a blessing to us about 10 or 15 years ago. And it's a song based upon our final verse today, Philippians 4, verse 8, titled, Meditate on These Things. We have a link. You open the link, and then you'll have to click again to hit play. And actually, we recommend the entire album, and we also have a link to that album. It can be ordered, and I don't have any kind of affiliate relationship with whatever website I take you to, but I believe they give you the means to order the album, and I would recommend it. But you can also just play every song one by one if you care to. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to be encouraged in your walk with the Lord. There is much to discourage us, to weary us, but we pray that these brief words today and every day will indeed stimulate your minds to wholesome thinking. The Lord bless you.